Well, for the first time for this year with me anyway, catching up with the State Member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Hello, Butch.
G'day, Hammer. How are you this morning, mate?
Good. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too, mate. Yeah, I hope you had a good Chrissy and a good break.
Yeah, I did, mate. You've broken your New Year's resolution yet?
I think I broke it at 1 minute past 12.
Well, I did it. I did it on the second. So anyway,
yeah, there you go. Yeah. You held off. That's right.
Yep, straight into the chocolate. On the 2nd of January, exactly. Yeah. With my grandkids, though, so I had an excuse.
Of course, yeah, that's the caveat you got, yeah.
Hey, mate, before we talk about the COVID issues, Auckland Hill?
Yeah, it was great to kick off the year with an announcement that $10 million will be going to the top of Auckland Hill. I keep telling people we're going to bring a little bit of Eshaws up on top of Auckland Hill, you know, extended platforms, walking areas from the one that's being built at the moment from the marina viewing platform,
cool,
right around to the point there, upgrade to the cafe up there, which would be great, and then more stuff up on top of the hill and more accessibility. You know, there'll be a lift put in there so that anyone in a wheelchair access can get to the top of the hill.
Yeah.
There'll be, you know, like an amphitheatre type thing set up there. So
it'll
be amazing. And yeah, $10 million worth. I can remember going up there as a kid watching the yachts come in at Easter time. Nothing's been done since then. So, yeah, this is a good investment. This is a combined thing with the federal government and the state government giving $5 million each. And I think it'll be so much better for the not only the Gladstone locals, but any visitors coming that want to have a look at our beautiful harbour.
Yeah, good. What a great joint venture. It's great to see the federal and state government coming together for something like that. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, the local government had tenure over it and willingly handed over to the port, which is great for them. Obviously, they know the benefits that the port give in Gladstone and the work that they can do. So, yeah, three levels are all on the same page supporting a great project.
All right, mate, let's move on. Congratulations to everybody. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
COVID numbers. Since we last spoke, of course, with the opening of the borders and so forth, they've really, really, really peaked. It's something that had to be done, though. What have we got? New cases in the last 24 hours, and this was announced yesterday, over 15,000. 47 in ICU, but nearly 31,000 tests, and fully vaccinated, we're close to 90%.
We are, mate. Yeah, we are. But still, again, you know, we six people died in Queensland yesterday from COVID. So, you know, it is serious. I know there's all different levels of severity of this disease as it comes around. You know, I've got quite a few good friends that have had it.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days out of action, feeling really shitty. But a lot of them knocked out for nearly a week. You know, feeling terrible, sweats and rashes and all the bad sort of stuff that comes with it. So it's important, mate. We need to make sure that, you know, it's not too late to get vaccinated. Our chemists around town, our GPs, and obviously our vaccination clinic at the old TAFE site is certainly still giving booster shots and also giving those first and second jabs if you're looking for them. So get on out and get them if you feel the need to, because this is not going away for a while.
No.
We anticipate the real big peak will be probably the end of January into February.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully, because of the numbers that are coming through, it'll all sort of start to taper off, thankfully. But, you know, the people that are vaccinated are recovering a lot quicker. So I think it's important we keep up the vaccines and the boosters.
Yep. Well, speaking of boosters, I got my second shot in September and I'm eligible for the booster now.
Yeah, you are, mate, and so am I. So it's 4 months now you can go and get that booster, which is great. And a lot of people are, you know, as I said, our chemists and particularly our chemists, so we're seeing a lot of people going to their local chemist now to get that booster. So, there's three options. You can go to your local GP, to a local chemist, or head on into the vaccination hub at the old Derby Street TAFE.
Okay, I'll be doing that then. I'll go get my booster shot. And mate, there's been, a little bit of downturn. Well, actually quite a bit of downturn in local businesses because people are just staying at home now, particularly hospitality industry.
Yeah, and you know, we're asking the people at Gladstone, you know, if you've been vaccinated and double vaccinated particularly and booster, there's no particular reason why you shouldn't be able to go to your local restaurant or your local coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, masks are there to help slow the spread.
Sure.
So, you know, if you're heading out, pop your mask on, go and visit your local restaurant or cafe or coffee shop. They are doing it tough, and they're not only doing it tough as that people aren't going, but they're also doing it tough trying to get staff, and their staff are off sick with COVID and the like as well. So do a good thing. Get out this weekend, and particularly this week if you can, and give them a bit of a boost and go and grab yourself a feed or go and get a coffee from somewhere and just give them a big thanks, because they have done it tough, and we certainly don't want to see any businesses close down as a result of this.
Not only tough, mate, geez, they've been copping some abuse too, which... get out of it, leave them alone. Yep. They're doing the best they can.
Absolutely, and most of the ones that get abused are just staff trying to do their job to get a few bucks for their family.
Right.
So if you're one of these people who are going out abusing staff and mandating what masks and all the rest of it, just give it up. There's no need for it. Just walk away and go somewhere else.
Fair enough. All right, Butch, mate, thank you. I know you're off to Brisbane. You're catching up with the Deputy Prime Minister, who popped the question to his other half on Sunday, and she said yes.
Yeah. I know. I feel sorry for her. No, I'm only joking. We've got a few business meetings in relation to some funding for some big water projects in Queensland. So I've met him and talked to him a few times. He's a good guy, so we'll see if we can get on with it and get some of his good dams built in Queensland.
I dare you to tell him I feel sorry for her in person, don't you?
I reckon he'd be the type of bloke that'd have a laugh about it too, because I'm pretty sure he looks in the mirror every morning to work that out for himself.
Butch, thank you.
New ammo.
You're right. We'll catch up next week, mate. Have a good trip. Right, see ya.
BCC,
state member for Gladstone, Glenn Butcher there. Good morning. Thanks, mate. I'm going to send that to him.